Rebecca.
Last calling station is KO4PXB.
At 9.
Yep, doing good. Either where I was going to is just cutting out a little bit, so I'm calling about maybe 40% of that conversation.
Yeah, I was sitting here listening and I didn't hear nothing, so I figured I'd throw my call sign out there.
Yeah, I'm mobile in Malden going to get my daughter from work. How are you this evening?
Good. Headed home with some groceries. I'm going to cook a little dinner. Had some time with the family, so all in all, it was a great day. Can't complain at all.
Yep, had a good day too. Like I said, got a 5-year-old, so that keeps everything interesting. So let her get out there and ride her bike for a little bit during the day. And other than that, it was a great day, and definitely enjoying the warmer, with a little bit warmer weather.
After that, it's been like a heat wave. I actually rode my sunroof open today. I said, ding dang, it feels good. It sure does beat the weather we was having. Man, alive, that was brutal.
Yep, the adage in South Carolina, if you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes, it will change.
Yeah, that's right. I can understand that. Yeah, I worked up in North Carolina, and it didn't feel like it changed at all up there. If anything, it just got colder.
Were you just up there for part of your work, or are you part of the relief that's up there that was going on?
In North Carolina, I do landscaping up there, and so we were out trimming bushes and doing what we could. Did a couple of pine needle jobs. It was wild, you know. I've always seen in movies, like when they're in the Arctic or in the cold, they have ice in their beard. I just thought that was, you know, the movie embellishing the cold. No, it actually does happen. My beard had a little bit of ice in it, and it was not fun.
That Nolik said it's definitely cold, because when it's cold like that, you can put stuff on, but also when it's warm and it's extremely hot, you can only take so much off.
For that, I always keep a few layers on in the wintertime, and I also keep a few layers in a bag just in case. If it gets too cold, I got extra layers, but if it gets too warm, I can shed a few and put them in my bag, which is kind of nice. But I definitely like when it's a lot warmer. I'm a summertime kind of guy.
Yeah, with South Carolina being unpredictable weather, and you just really never know, it's always best to keep some blankets, and even some blankets and the non-perishable foods that, you know, really not going to get damaged by getting too cold. Just have to watch it during the heat of the, you know, when it's summertime and stuff like that. Keep some blankets, extra socks, hats, scarves, gloves, and I keep them separate, but I've got a little heater that with the little propane bottles, if I have to, you know, pretty much stop out somewhere and warm up.
I 100% agree. I kind of do the same thing. I always never leave the house without some type of cutting tool, a fire lighting source, and food. So, and especially water as well. I've lived in North Carolina almost my whole life, and we just moved down here, and I tell you what's crazy is how unpredictable the thunderstorms are. It'll be perfectly sunny, and next thing you know, it's pouring down the rain and bolts of lightning flying everywhere. And then, like you said, 5 minutes later, it's gone. It's wild.
That's definitely a strange area that is just, I guess, the seasonal, the way the atmosphere and the storms get.
Well, I'm about to destinate here, so I appreciate you coming back to me. I just want to see if anybody's out there and have a nice little queue. So, by the way, the name on this side is Donnie. Pleased to meet your acquaintance, and really enjoyed the talk. Hate that it's so short. But anyways, I'll say 73s and safe travels. Hope you make it home safe. Take you for BGE.
Oscar Yankee Delta, and I'll definitely should have no issue making it home safely. But like I said, just never know what idiots are out there.
Yeah, it's always something unexpected. It always pop up. Anyways, you have yourself a good night. Thank you for BGE.